The purpose of this record is to demonstrate a neglected factor in phono pickup design, namely, the ability of the pickup to stay in contact with the groove modulation over a wide range of frequencies and intensities. In other words, to track the groove. Recording engineers have known for many years that the tracking ability of pickups is the main factor in determining the dynamic. So severe as to make some passages unplayable, the needle simply jumps to the next groove. Bell to sound leaden, or cymbal clashes to resemble sandpaper sheets rubbed together. Using a number of musical sounds. Outstanding pickup will track the fourth level without breakup. Each level is 4 dB or 58% higher than the preceding one, and so the four steps encompass a total increase of 400%. Thank you. very low frequencies. Very high, very low frequencies. Very high, very low frequencies.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Very low frequencies.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Very low frequencies.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Low frequencies.
Who are you?
Who are you?
At very high and very low frequencies.
Who are you?
Very low frequencies.
Who are you?
Very low frequencies. At very high and very low frequencies.
I'm fine, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Channels.
Who are you?
Single channel stereo test.
I'm fine, thank you.
Who are you?
Single
channel. I'm fine, thank you.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Single channel stereo test.
I'm fine, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Single channel stereo tests.
I'm fine, thank you.
Channel balance, phasing, and tracking ability using several musical instruments are recorded on the other side of this room.
Who are you?
Orchestral bells, level 1.
She's gonna get you, Doc.
Drum and cymbal, level 1.
Now, hold on, hold Mr. Mark.
Drum and cymbal. Level.
One.
One.
One. One.
Great. Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is not something I was expecting. It's very nice and very refreshing.
Level 2. Checking the anti-skating force adjustment of phonograph arms. Wide range of frequencies. The purpose of this record is to demonstrate
Wait.
Markham, wait.
gigs come from?
You get some idea when you listen to the reading of a gig list.
You get some idea when you listen to the reading of a gig list. You get some idea when you listen to the reading of a gig list.
Quiet down, I'll read off the gigs that you got today in your personal area. Squires, you had your 505 pants hung backwards. Aldrich, you had two candy wrappers in your field jacket pocket. Calhoun, shorts unbuttoned at fly. 505 pants, hip pocket unbuttoned. Towel not marked in center.
The natural habitat of the gig is the inspection. Area inspection, personnel really inspection, equipment inspection, standby inspection. The bigger the inspection, the mightier the gig.
Fabulous.
What do you think of Vanna White?
Vanna's very pretty.
I think she's gorgeous.
I heard a really good joke about Vanna White last night.
Love her.
Well, I don't really know who Vanna White is.
I think she's fabulous.
Approaching footsteps of the inspecting officer. Then, his stern face just a foot away will take some getting used to. His stern face, just a foot away, will take some getting used to.
So great.
Very sexy. She's very.
And I'd trade places with her in a second.
Like, see what's going on?
No, sir.
Are you curious?
No, sir.
What's your eyeballs wiggling for?
Vanna White has to say.
all of you see me on TV and you rarely hear me talk. Well, I do have a lot to say. That's why people are interested in me. Why me? Why all the success? Why Vanamania? I don't know why. I really don't. I turn letters on a game show for a living. And you're probably wondering how hard it is to turn letters on a game show. Well, it's hard. It's a lot harder than it looks. First of all, I have to know the entire alphabet. But there's more to it than that. There really is. I don't know why I've become so successful. It's just, it's a strange phenomenon.
The game show hostess was born on
Wonderful.
This is not something I was expecting. It's very nice and very refreshing.
Body come emotional changes and pressures, the strongest of which is a powerful interest and excitement about sex. Since the body is to become capable of reproduction, it seems to be insisting on proof of that ability. This insistence at first seems only an intense need to relieve the sexual feelings for pleasure, with no thought of our reproductive powers. Boys begin to have daydreams about sex. Our minds begin to dream up sexual fantasies. These mental
explorations are
intense and exciting investigations of our bodies, and the discovery that touching or caressing produces excitement and pleasure,
and eventually experience of orgasm and
a jerk. Right.
Grow up as adult humans.
In a very important and profound way. Our world we discovered when we were still quite small children.
We're still quite small children. That our society, in one way or another, disapproves of allowing us to touch our genitals. Part of growing up is learning to adapt our needs to these standards, and eventually finding sexual satisfaction and expression with someone of the opposite sex. The restrictions that society places on us are
especially hard on young people. Continue school and wait until marriage before seeking the experience of sexual intercourse. Dating is encouraged and only limited petting is expected.
Sexual desirability and activity are made to seem of universal and irresistible importance. TV, books,
advertisements, and
the world about us. Sexuality is encouraged on the one hand,
but laden with fears and social chastisement on the other. Perhaps the saddest part of this dilemma is that although it is hard to deny that the dilemma exists, our society has not yet found a satisfactory way of solving it.